station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 8 o'clock sharp. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer in studio with us this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
It is Friday, December 5th, and we'll be taking a look at some organizations getting some money for groundwater contamination.
Wichita's new Riverfest poster has been revealed. I'm Dan O'Neill.
And currently in Wichita, we do have some freezing fog and scattered mist in the area. It is 27 degrees here on this Friday morning, December 5th. Six organizations are set to receive a total of $3.5 million to ensure that residents impacted by groundwater contamination have access to free health testing. That grant combines funding from state government, local government, private sector, and other partners. State Senator Aletha Faust Godeau calls it a step in the right direction.
I am just excited about today. I know that the Pacific Railroads have done their part testing the ground, but we wanted to make sure that we tested the people that lived in that area for some justice.
Kansas Health Foundation is going to serve as the grant program administrator. The main focus is going to be for people living in neighborhoods on the north side of town near 29th and Grove.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report that found billions of dollars in improper Obamacare payments to fraudulent accounts. The report comes just days before the Senate is expected to vote on extending affordable care subsidies to Kansans. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall gave an example of the fraud.
One Social Security number was used 125 different times. So as we expected, there's probably $25, $35 billion of fraud. The reason that we were kind of tipped off is only about a third of the people on Obamacare actually filed a claim with their insurance company.
Senator Marshall was on Fox Business's The Evening Edit with Elizabeth McDonald.
Artwork for next year's Riverfest poster and buttons was unveiled yesterday.
It features a patriotic design honoring America's 250th birthday. The artwork, created by Wichita native Dustin Youngman, uses a palette of red, white, and blue colors and features a buffalo alongside a musician holding a guitar against the Wichita skyline. The Riverfest runs May 29th through June 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An important reminder, Medicare open enrollment wraps up this weekend. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal with more.
The ability for Medicare recipients to change their current plans ends Sunday. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says 69.3 million people, mostly over the age of 65, are enrolled in Medicare, with a little more than half enrolled in Medicare Advantage or other health plans. 81% of them have Part D coverage, which is prescription drug coverage one can buy provided by a private insurer but approved by Medicare. Among the changes for 2026, certain drugs will cost less. But Medicare is also trying out a six-state pilot program where recipients will be subject to prior authorization demands before receiving certain services, devices, or procedures. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Accused killer Luigi Mangione is back in court today for the fourth day of a hearing to bar evidence from his state murder trial. This report from New York.
We're expecting to hear from a couple of officers who responded to a 911 call at that McDonald's in Pennsylvania from customers who recognize the suspected killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge also made public some of the exhibit photos showing items recovered from Mangione during his arrest at that McDonald's, including the laptop that was with him and a photo of all the cash that was found on him at several thousand dollars, mostly in $100 bills, some foreign banknotes from Thailand, India, and Japan.
And that's Fox's Chanley Painter with that report.
The Hutchinson City Council has approved a new contract for city manager Enrico Villegas, increasing his salary and benefits by more than 30%. The new agreement raises the manager's base salary from $162,500 to $191,993.80 annually, with additional benefits including deferred compensation a city-provided phone, and a $6,000 yearly vehicle allowance. His total compensation package is more than $231,500 per year, and that amount does not include health insurance or paid time off.
Coming up later this morning, we'll find out the World Cup draw in men's soccer. And, of course, Arrowhead Stadium is one of those sites. And a big to-do in the nation's capital for the national Christmas tree.
A to-do.
And our weather forecast on this Friday is coming up as well. KNSS News Time is 8:05. 8:09 here on KNSS on this Friday morning. The excitement is building with the 2026 FIFA World Cup draw rapidly approaching. That draw is later on today. Of course, Kansas City's Arrowhead Stadium is one of those sites.
The 2026 World Cup draw will happen at noon Eastern at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
The final draw will determine the match schedule. So after the draw, we'll know who plays where.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino speaking to Fox and Friends. Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are the host countries. Legendary athletes Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Aaron Judge, and Shaquille O'Neal will all take part. Comedian Kevin Hart and model Heidi Klum will host the event. The expanded 48-team tournament begins on June 11th and ends on July 19th. FIFA will also hand out its inaugural Peace Prize, which the Federation says will recognize exceptional actions for peace. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump light the national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C.
After the First Lady did the honors of lighting the tree, President Trump telling folks, as a nation, we have much to be grateful for.
Most secure border we've ever had in the history of our country. 7 months and nobody has come in illegally into our country. Nobody, not one.
Touting his administration's efforts to boost border security, reduce crime, and bring peace.
And we're making peace all over the world. We're settling wars at levels that nobody's ever seen before. 8 of them. We're looking for one more. That's Russia, Ukraine, if that's possible. And I think we'll get there eventually.
Other members of the administration at the event included Vice President J.D. Vance, Second Lady Usha Vance, and Attorney General Pam Bondi. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
8:11 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic right now in Wichita. The traffic volume's getting thinner out there. Things starting to look a lot better on the highways right now, with a little bit of an exception, because it is right now at the Dwight D. Eisenhower National Airport, 27 degrees, and we've got fog. All of a sudden, we're looking at freezing fog here in the Wichita area. Visibility, a problem, and watch out for slick spots. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's get our weather forecast heading into the first weekend of December. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's another cold morning across the area with patchy fog, otherwise becoming partly cloudy and milder today. High 48, southwest breeze 5 to 15. A few clouds and 27 tonight. Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy and even warmer, high 51. Cold front, though, moves through on Saturday night. It's mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Sunday with a high of 38. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest, some scattered mist and freezing fog in the area. It is 27 degrees here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 8:12, and like we mentioned, we are heading into the first weekend of the month. A lot of things to do in Wichita. Let's check in with Jamel Hollaparik. Visit Wichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted. Hope you're having a great morning. It's Friday going into the holiday. And Steve, I just want to take time to make sure you know how excited I am for your retirement. You've been working a lot of years. We've worked a lot of time together in broadcasting when I was in local TV, and you've done a great job, and it's been fun working with you again, just promoting Wichita and how great we have of a city. But I'm excited for you, so congratulations, buddy. Okay, now we'll get to our holiday events for the weekend in Wichita. We have Darcy Lynn, Up Close and Personal Christmas Tour. This is fun. It's at Crown Uptown Theater. Now, Darcy Lynn is a ventriloquist, singer, and comedian. She won America's Got Talent in 2017. 2019. And this is the first time she'll have this live Christmas tour in Wichita, but you can check that out. Then also Winter Wonderland. This is fun over at NASCAR Park. This will be Friday night from 6 to 8. This is Wichita's Park and Rec's annual holiday tree lighting, but there'll be fire pits and s'mores, hot cocoa, cookies, candy canes, plus music and some fun pictures with Santa. And you can even have pictures with the Grinch. How about that? Holiday Art Walk is another fun and kind of different holiday event taking place both Friday and Saturday. It is at Carg Art Glass. First ever holiday art walk happening from 6 to 8. So you can go tonight or tomorrow night. You'll get to watch live glass blowing demonstrations over there at Carg Art Glass. And there will be staff. They'll be working, which is always kind of mesmerizing to watch them create these amazing masterpieces. There's also going to be some hands-on classes available, so you can check that out. And then, you know, we still have a lot of other things happening in Wichita, but you can always go to visitwichita.com to find out those events. But get out this time of year because we do so many great things for the holiday. You too have a great Woohoo Friday. We'll see you.
All right. Thanks, Jamel. And find out more at visitwichita.com. A lot of things going on, including football on Sunday night for the Kansas City Chiefs hosting Houston in prime time at Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs have won 5 straight home games. And with the call will be Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can listen Sunday night right here on KNSS. Hey, speaking of which, let's bring on Mitch on his Friday morning appearance here on KNSS as we say good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Johan.
Good morning.
And a big shout-out, big shout-out. John, did you go to the Credit Union first annual NFL Draft Credit Union Let's Pick Our Week party on KNSS on the Plopper Report and also on KWCH television at Chicken and Pickle? Were you there, John?
I missed that one.
That was the empty chair, wasn't it, Ted?
Yes.
Yeah, there were two empty chairs.
I missed.
We invited John.
I missed it. Yeah. I'm sorry. Shame on me.
It was epic.
No, it's the old Austin Powers movie, Nigel Powers. Daddy wasn't there. And we also invited Mel Kiper. He didn't show up either. But let me start this way, Ted. You'll remember I saw all these 6 credit unions, you know, burning the wood.
Yep.
But I saw Skyward Credit Union. They had the last pick. And Skyward Credit Union was figuring out, how do we maximize this pick? It's like the Chiefs picking 32nd right. every year. And remember Aggie Tuxhorn, she's legendary. She had help at the table. They were working the phones. Kevin Britton, Skyward Credit Union, they're more than a lender. They're your partner, and they use that at skywardcu.com to pick later in the season. Mm-hmm. And they chose this week. How brilliant was it to choose a week where so much was on the line? So give Skyward Credit Union some credit here.
Oh, yeah. They were ahead of the game on this one.
No pun intended. Give him credit. So, yes. Way to go. Aggie Tuxhorn should have gone to Texas A&M, but she went to Wichita State. That all works out. But anyway, Skyward Credit Union with the next biggest game of the year.
Yeah, this is a big one. I mean, it literally, and I know last time I was on, filling in for Steve, I kind of asked you the same question, but this has to be a must win without a doubt, correct?
Well, it's pretty close. And we use must win a lot in the sports world, but I do think the numbers, if the Chiefs win, they're up to like a 42 or 3% yeah. chance of making the playoffs. If they lose, it's like 11%.
12, yeah.
So 12, 11, yeah. So, and you're the numbers guy, Ted. You went to Notre Dame private school. And by the way, congratulations to your Cape and Crusader
oh, yeah.
winning the state title.
Weston Sharks finally got his state title. Yeah.
That's right.
Way to go, Weston. And a tip of the cap to the late Eddie Crewell, buddy. All right. Anyway, the thing is here, yeah, it's super important. And Houston's hot. They've won 4 in a row. Not only it's who we're playing, but what the situation the opponent has. And it's as urgent for the opponent every week since after the bye as it has been for us. So, again, and it's December football. And when you get into December football, it's the playoffs before the playoffs, and that's certainly the mood of this game.
And the Houston Texans have been making noise after a slow start because of their defense. The Texans lead the league in the fewest yards allowed per game, and they're only allowing 16 points a game.
And C.J. Stroud is coming on, too. That the quarterback is just, he's healthy again and looking good.
Well, the Texans are trying to make history. They were started 0-3 in 2018 and still made the playoffs. No team has ever started 0-3 twice and made the playoffs, and the Texans are chasing that destiny and that NFL record. But let's go to their defense, because, Ted, these guys and John, even with Stroud missing the three games of concussion, they win all three of those games. Davis Mills, a quarterback, because of their defense. All the base subjects, they're there. You mentioned a lot of them. They're also the best in quarterback rating allowed, only 74.2, which is crazy for an average. They force the most three and outs. 30% of the time you're going three and out. Third down defense, they're top two. I think it's the top defense in the league. Now, we got some Bronco fans listening going, oh, come on, man. Well, you're 1A, okay, or 1B maybe. But the difference between the Houston defense and the Denver defense, they both have incredible, ferocious pass rushes. And with Houston, they got Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. But what the Texans have that the Broncos do not is a secondary that doesn't leak any oil or any fuel anywhere. These guys are all really good players. If you go right down the line, Derek Stingley Jr., Lassiter may not play, but he's really good. Callen Bullock has been the number one DB in the league now 2 years in a row in catch percentage against him. Who am I leaving out here? Jalen Petrie, he's got three interceptions. No weak links, no runt pigs in the secondary. Well, right now Denver's got to figure out the Riley Moss situation, because that's where everybody's attacking them. So it's just very infinitesimal, but Houston is a bear to score upon. And this is going to be a 17-14 game, which means it's paramount, going back to John's point, that the Chiefs' defense has to do more than their part to carry the day here against the Houston offense, so that the Chiefs' offense has a ghost of a chance against this rock-hard Houston D.
Chiefs have won five straight at home at Arrowhead, and it's pretty obvious they're a different team at Arrowhead.
Yeah, and the crowd's been awesome.
Yeah.
And the crowd helps the defense. It rattles the offense to some extent. It gets false starts. It throws off there. You've got to have a silent count. But also it limits your ability to audible. When it's so loud, and I'm a wide receiver, the width of the field is 53 yards, 53 and a half yards to be exact. So cut that in half. What is that, 37 yards? Well, I'm out 25 yards away from the quarterback. I can't hear him go, Ted, John, John, Capen, Crewell. I can't hear it. So I'm like, I hope I heard the audible, but I'm going to do what I think I'm supposed to do. And that really can throw an offense off more than people think.
Yeah, my brother Ned was at that credit union epic draft before the season. He wanted me to... He wanted me to reconfirm with you that Pizza Shuttle is still alive and well in Manhattan.
Thank you, Ned. That was a key thing to know for that night.
Hey, I got a little tease for you. Pizza Shuttle's coming to Wichita.
What? Finance, I'm sure, by Skyward Credit Union.
Pizza Shuttle is coming to Wichita on the WSU campus. That's all I can tell you.
What?
Yeah,
stop it.
Yep.
Yeah. And if there's a Skyward Credit Union ATM right there beside it, life doesn't get any better than that. You will never move from that spot. I would just sit on a folding chair, have pizza set a pizza, and look at the Skyward Credit Union ATM and just pull out money. I don't know. It'd be great.
Hey, when you
get a loan from.
Trust me, when I was at KU and drunk, there was nothing better than a pizza shuttle at 2 a.m. for $7. Nothing better than a pizza shuttle.
John, we're gradually getting closer to TMI right now. We're getting really close.
And
when
of course,
I puked on Mass Street, it was, oh, my God, it was awful.
Look, you and I finally found something else that we have in common, brother.
Dogs barking at me. Yeah, I was over on 4th in Indiana, and the dogs were barking at me. I was so drunk.
It all comes full circle, as it always does. Yes, the Chiefs and the Texans does. On Sunday night. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock Sunday evening, kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Sunday, and that's right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I must ask Mitch Holthus, how does this Chiefs-Texans matchup somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker Football post-Thanksgiving update?
Okay, loosely connected, so it's not exactly a Macintosh slap your head, obvious one. But we talk about Aggie Tuxhorn, right? Aggie Tuxhorn of Skyward Credit Union. All right, I'm going to get to the Aggies in a second. But I've been researching these other stories, and you know I got fired up when I was at West Point. I was actually talking to you from Post. I was on Post at West Point looking at the Sedgwick statue when I'm doing your show. It was a weepy moment. And I thought about when Al Gebert took the Shocks to West Point to play the cadets.
Yep.
All right. But Hank Foldberg keeps showing up. Hank Foldberg. And then I started going, well, wait a minute. There's a story here with Hank Foldberg. Now, Hank Foldberg was the focus of last week because he led the Shocks to a Missouri Valley Conference title in the early 60s, 1961, Parcells, Sun Bowl, played Villanova. Yep. That was Hank Foldberg. Hank Foldberg played at West Point with Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside, Glenn Davis. Doc Blanchard.
Yeah.
They won the national championship 2 years in a row at Army. And Hank Foldberg was on that team.
Wow.
Now, for whatever reason, he did not get his commission. He didn't finish. He played on those teams with Red Blake, the famous Army coach. Hank Foldberg, he was a leading player on a national championship Army team. Didn't finish, didn't get his commission, but he started coaching and was an assistant here, assistant there. Then he became head coach of the Shocks and led them to the Valley title in 1961. But then who came calling? Now, he was a native Texan. Who called him but the Texas A&M Aggies? And so Hank Foldberg left Wichita State. Shocks tried to keep him. They offered him pizza at Pizza Shuttle. Wasn't even born yet because the other pizza was around too, with the first ever one there on the campus. But Pizza Shuttle was a guy driving around in a car, making it in his basement. Hank, they tried to give Hank a little NIL deal to stay. He went to Texas A&M. But Hank Foldberg is a really interesting story that I kept bumping into looking at these other stories. So you can't have a guy that played at Army on a national championship team with Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside if you don't have a team. So bring it back and bring back Hank. Bring it back.
Definitely great stuff. Have a fantastic call on Sunday night. Looking forward to hearing you, Mitch.
You got it. And, boys, mushroom cloud time again. You'll see it. The Arkansas River is going to run backwards because this is a big game, boys. John, you guys have laid it out.
As we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Aggie Tuxhorn. And thank you, Hank Foldberg. And thank you, Pizza Shuttle.
Yep. It all comes around. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to your call on Sunday night. That is our weekly Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs right here on KNSS. Traffic and weather update is on the way, and the insane rush to judgment. That's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on KNSS. Good morning, 8:35 here at 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, December 5th. Currently in Wichita, we have some scattered mist in the area and freezing fog. It is 27 degrees on this Friday morning. Plans for Boeing to acquire Wichita's Spirit AeroSystems could be final by the end of the month. The FTC ruling the deal can move forward as long as Boeing divests the portions of Spirit that do business with Boeing's rival company, Airbus. Officials expressing concerns the merger would allow Boeing to unfairly control their competitor's supply chain. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu says the city is excited about the changes.
I'm really looking forward to new leadership taking the reins at Spirit. I hope that this is positive for both the employees as well as the community.
And Boeing did announce plans to buy Spirit for $4.7 billion. That was more than a year ago.
Wichita State University sent a letter to staff and faculty saying that they will make at least a 3% budget cut next year and also reduce its workforce. WSU President Rick Muma said that even though the university saw record enrollment this fall, that didn't translate to revenue growth. This is partly due to low enrollment of international students as well as high school students.
Governor Laura Kelly ordering that flags be lowered to half staff throughout Kansas from sunrise to sunset on Sunday. That's December 7th in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day, 84 years later. 8:51 here on KNSS. Now, Stephen Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Hutchinson City Council giving its city manager a 30% raise.
Two.
Wichita State is making at least 3% budget cuts next year and reducing workforce.
One.
Kansas State is going to introduce its new football coach this afternoon, former K-State quarterback Colin Klein. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. We do still have some fog here in the area in Wichita, and temperatures hovering around that freezing mark still, so you could see some slick spots. However, the good news is the traffic volumes are pretty light, and I'm not seeing any big tie-ups or slowdowns on the highways here at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And look at our weather forecast heading into the first weekend of the month. Partly cloudy, a high today of 48 on a milder day. Mostly clear tonight, low down to 27. A little bit better tomorrow, partly sunny, a high 51. Then that cold front comes through on Saturday night, and we'll feel it Sunday on a colder day. Mostly cloudy, breezy on Sunday, high 38. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southwest, some freezing fog, scattered mist in the area. It is 28 degrees at Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. After our show, it's the Glenn Beck program, and the guest right at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock is Texas Governor Greg Abbott. So stick around for that. Glenn Beck right after us. It is 8:53 with Steve and Ted. Let's get a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal with editor Kirk Semenov. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Ted. Richie Development is working on rezoning two large pieces of land in far northeast Wichita. The Wichita home builder and developer is in the process of rezoning a 57-acre site for a mix of housing and a 155-acre site for industrial uses along Greenwich Road near the under-construction Children's Mercy Clinic. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission recommended approval for both projects at Thursday's meeting. Now it goes to the City Council. County property records show entities tied to Ritchie Development CEO Jeff Mullen own about 312 acres, stretching from 37th Street North to 45th on the east side of Greenwich. Already this past year, zoning changes have occurred in the area for properties tied to Chase Koch and Dave Murfin, and developer George Laham has also acquired 127 nearby acres with a plan to develop a new community of homes. The Federal Trade Commission's ruling Wednesday on some hang-ups in the Boeing Spirit AeroSystems acquisition revealed a look at how Spirit's defense work in Wichita will go forward. The Federal Trade Commission gave its conditional approval on the $8.3 billion deal, still thought to be completed by the end of the year, but Spirit's defense business will be retained with a firewall between it and Boeing's Space Security and Defense Division. Spirit's defense work will be under a subsidiary called Spirit Defense Aerostructure Business, and the companies cannot terminate any operations of Spirit's non-Boeing defense work, according to the FTC. And 22 states will raise their minimum wage in the new year, ranging from the state of Washington's $17.13 per hour to Ohio's $11 per hour. Kansas is one of 20 states that either sets its minimum wage to the federal $7.25 per hour or doesn't have a state minimum wage and defaults to the federal $7.25. Our neighbors in Oklahoma are also at $7.25, but Missouri and Nebraska both go to $15 an hour in January, and Colorado goes to $15.16. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenov.
Kirk, what's the big Semenov household weekend?
Whatever Kim tells me to do, basically.
All right. And so it's like every other weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. But I don't think there's any special plans, which means, I don't know what that means.
Well, it means you had
no good answers for you.
It means you had your big birthday to-do, you had the big Thanksgiving stuff, and now you're just kind of having a low-key weekend, right?
Trying to gird up for Christmas.
Well, no kidding. Less than 3 weeks away. All right, Kirk, thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you Monday.
Got it, sir.
All right, that's Kirk Semenov, business editor at the Wichita Eagle. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. John Whitmer, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330, KNSS Wichita.